101.3 CFM.
Get up with Brian Gaunsey.
Jason Derulo to join us on the show this morning. So, looking forward to Derulo.
A bit of the D. Rulo.
Oh,
I was
going to
say something else then.
Have you seen the latest story on Sophie Monk? Just posted about it on my Instagram, at Gaundy, if you want to get on board that.
You posted about it on your Instagram. Listen to the sentence you just said.
Just posted it on my Insta,
guys.
Have you
heard the latest story about Sophie Monk?
Yes.
I've just posted it to my Instagram.
Can someone tell me what's wrong with that sentence?
You're a 31-year-old male.
What does that mean?
Why do you care? Actually, what is it first? What
Sophie
is it?
Monk says, I'll pass you the headline, that it, what here it says here. This is why I post about it, Bree. Read it out.
Are we doing I Don't Give a Shit news coming up?
Read it out.
Bad boys are my weakness.
She wants a piece of the gaunt.
You are the least bad boy.
I'm as bad as they get, mate.
I am bad. You in a leather jacket. So most guys, if they're a bad boy, when they put a leather jacket on, they look just badass. You look like you're going to be in a dance recital.
Yeah, all right, mate. I'm a bad boy trapped in a Dennis the Menace-looking body.
You look like when you put a leather jacket on that you're going to be in, like, a musical for Grease.
That's what bad boys look like.
No, but you're the musical version.
I'm Johnny, what's his name in the Grease movie? What's his name?
Bad boys wouldn't know it, so maybe you are a bad boy.
Well, exactly, I don't know it.
John Travolta.
Yes, what's his character in Grease?
Danny Zuko.
Yeah, I'm like Danny Zuko, bro. I don't care about nothing.
You ain't no Danny Zuko.
Oh, anyway.
Oh, no.
Sophie Monk, just don't let her in the studio with me alone, all right? That's all I'm saying, because bad boys are her weakness, Bree.
You're like, if I had to pick one of the bachelors on the show at the moment, you're Jared.
Which one's that?
The stage
No, I'm not that guy.
Who do you want to be then?
Just me. I just want to be myself in this world. Can't you just be comfortable in your own skin these days?
Haven't you learnt yet?
You can't what? You can't be yourself.
Don't be yourself. It doesn't work, people.
Be someone cooler. Be a cooler version of you.
Yeah, fake it.
Fake it.
Get up with Brian Gaunsey.
101.3 CFM.
13 12 16 is our number if you want to get involved in our show this morning. We'd love to hear any gruesome injuries that you've got because the NBA's back, Bree.
It's kicked off.
Yep, it's back and love the NBA. Boston Celtics were playing the LeBron James's team, the Cleveland Cavaliers, and they've just signed a guy by the name of Gordon Hayward to the Boston Celtics, grabbed him from another team.
Okay.
Signed him on a big contract. I'm talking like 20, I think it's like $29 million the contract
Huge
is worth.
Huge deal.
They've got him to the team. And within 6 minutes in the first quarter, he's jumped.
This is the first game.
First game of the season. He's jumped for a ball, an alley-oop from Kyrie Irving, and he has fallen. Another player's fallen on top of him, and he's twisted his leg at the back, and his full body weight has gone down with the leg. And you can almost hear it in the commentary. It kind of like a pop, like a pop. And the commentator just goes, he's broken his leg.
Oh, my God.
The game stops for like 5 minutes.
I saw this on your Instagram yesterday.
The leg, his foot is like dangling.
His foot's backwards.
It looks like his foot has snapped from the ankle and it's just dangling, just sitting there, right?
God.
I'll post a picture to the Facebook page.
Can you not? It's real bad.
Is it real bad?
It's pretty bad.
Injury's an injury. I mean,
God.
Pretty painful, right? Jamie came home last night and she hadn't seen it yet. And I thought, I love getting people's reactions when they see an injury like this for the first time. So I videoed it. This is Jamie watching the injury for the first time. Take a listen.
Are you ready to watch the broken leg from today? Are you ready? Watch this.
His own legacy. What better way with this young team? It's the guy that's probably hit the biggest shot in Cavs history.
Come have a look at it.
It wasn't that bad. I actually feel sick.
It's not that bad. It's not that bad, babe.
Oh.
It's off.
No, it's not.
It is. Have a quick look.
It's off, babe.
It's off the screen.
No, I think backwards foot.
It's a backwards foot.
Do you think the coach said that? Nah, mate, it's not that bad. You'll be right. You'll be right.
Apparently he jumped straight on a plane and flew from Cleveland to Boston that night just to get him home. He jumped on a plane and flew
How
that night.
How was he jumping on a plane?
Well, he hopped very slowly, probably stretched onto the plane.
You know Yao Yi. Do you remember that player?
Jarrell Yao Yi.
Played for the Broncos, played for Queensland, was an up-and-coming player who was going to do massive things. He had nearly the exact same injury.
Was it that bad?
It was that bad. His foot was fully backwards. It was really bad.
I've heard about it. Haven't seen it, but I want to see it.
It's horrible. He's gone up for a ball near the try line, came back down, landed on his foot and just snapped. Oh, he's never played again. Well, he did. He tried to, but he could never get back to first grade.
You never come back as strong, they say. And apparently it's a mental thing because they've got the rods and stuff. They've got the stuff they can put in there.
It's actually
but it's
probably
a,
stronger.
It's a mental thing where you start to favour the other foot and you can't sort of get back to the same game you played at. But, I mean, the Boston Celtics, they might as well just grab their $29 million.
Just shove it down the toilet.
Flush it down.
See ya.
See you later, money.
Get up with Bree and Jonesy.
101.3 CFM.
John Bon Jovi, Blaze of Glory. He just rips into a big, solid solo guitar here for the next 2 minutes, as they do live at the show. And we're not going to put you through that.
So glad we played the live.
Why is that the only one we have in here? Like, we should have the other version, should we not?
Surely.
Bon Jovi. Anyway, he's done.
We've got bloody Milk Money, but not that song.
What's Milk Money?
I got that Milk Money.
Do we?
What's Milk Money?
Do we? Fergie.
Oh, Fergie's new song.
Do you have it?
Fergie.
Fergalicious.
Fergie.
Remember she released that song last year and she just poured milk all over herself?
Are you sure it's called Milk Money? Is it called anything else? Which one is it? Talking to the
Producer
mic, Rach. Which one is it, mate?
I think it's called MILF.
It is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, is it MILF Money?
Oh, I think they're playing on the words.
I hate myself for liking that.
You've got that milk money. I've got that MILF money.
We've said MILF a lot this morning.
Wow. What's better, that song or Blaze of Glory from John Bon Jovi?
Ooh.
Is he still going with his guitar solo, by the way?
I'm going to
vote
MILF money.
Jason Derulo to join us on the show next.
Can we play that Fergie song one day?
I think it got played for about a day.
That's it, hey. You didn't get played
wasn't
for
a,
long.
There was no London Bridges falling down on that one.
Nah.
Or was there a Fergalicious?
No,
it's all
no
downhill.
Fergalicious.
Derulo to join us next.
Get up with Bree and Jonesy.
101.3 CFM.
Jason Derulo, we've been told he's in a bit of a loose mood this morning.
Oh, yeah.
But he joins us right now. Morning, Jace.
Morning. What's happening?
Mate, last time we chatted to you, we got onto the topic of goon sacks.
And I told you, you need to check out the goon sacks and you need to go to the Bottle-O while you're here because we know you're in Sydney and you need to pick yourself up a box of Fruity Lexia.
What language are you speaking right now? I don't know what you're saying to me.
So a goon sack is basically wine in a box inside this pillow-looking thing.
It's like in a bag.
Oh, box wine.
Yeah.
Like box wine. We call it a goon sack in Australia.
A goon sack. And a Bottle-O is, what would you call it? The alcohol store. What do you call that in America?
Bottle shop.
Bottle shop.
Yeah.
Nah, liquor store.
Liquor store. So much sexier than Bottle-O.
Yeah, but liquor store means something different here too, Jase. I mean, there's...
Or the same, either or.
Nah, I mean, I definitely love boxed wine. So, I mean, I love the cheap, the nice and cheap stuff.
You're the best.
Mate, I just love that you keep it real.
Kicking it with Fruity Lexia. Yeah,
you know, you're obviously worth a lot of cash.
Bit of Coolabah.
Still like the boxed wine. Bree actually turned it into a bit of a, she tried to make some money out of it where she'd buy a teddy bear from the shop, she'd gut the teddy bear, punch it into the bear and then smuggle it into parties.
And then I'd pull out the nozzle where its private parts would be, Derulo, so and then I'd
like,
sell it.
Yeah, it was weighing wine.
Nah. And people were buying them like hotcakes.
Yeah, they were flying off the shelf. People would smuggle them into the movie theater, secretly just enjoy their wine.
No, listen, all you got to do is give me that goon sack recipe and then we could do this together. We could make $1 billion.
Yes, fully endorsed by the Derulo.
Mate, if you want to buy into this business, we will spark
the
it
Derulo.
Up.
The Derulo.
That's the name of my new album.
The Derulo. The Derulo sack.
Oh, I like it.
We,
T's and C's probably won't call it that. No.
Not actually Derulo sack, just the wine sponsored by Derulo. Hey, Jace, we saw, is it true you've gone vegan?
I have, yeah.
How's that going for you?
I follow a vegan diet.
Right.
So I need to be specific about that. It's good. It's really good now. I mean, in the beginning, you know, it just took some getting used to. I mean, you're literally changing the way you're eating. I mean, you've been eating one way your entire life. And to totally change your mindset, I mean, it does take a little time. But yeah, man, I finally got under control. And I feel great, man. And more importantly, I don't feel different, and I don't feel like I'm missing anything most times.
Can I ask, because I'm actually going through something really similar at the moment, and I feel great because of it. I feel a lot lighter, a lot more energy. What was it for you that you wanted to make that change?
Just research. You know, I don't want to get like all vegan crazy on you, but just doing the research on animals and how they're treated and how they're given to us, and you know what's causing these diseases.
Those Netflix documentaries are awesome, aren't they?
Yeah, but not just that. I mean, it goes way further than just a Netflix documentary. For me. You know, so I mean, I'm someone who does research. I'm like a Google fanatic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Discovery Channel fanatic. You know, I've always kind of been that way. So I'm just doing my research, you know, pretty much.
Mate, if you're a Google fanatic, I'd say steer clear of Googling the mole that might have just popped up on your arm, because you might think you're going to die.
Don't be Google doctor.
Don't be Google doctor, because Bree and I have both done that, where we legitimately thought we were going to die, and it's not good for anybody.
Yeah, Google's not great for that.
Yeah. Hey, listen, but sometimes Google can save you too.
Well, that's true.
That's true.
Google something, you'd be like, I'm going to die when I... Oh, you Google it? Oh, no, I'm cool.
Who needs a doctor now?
It's just pink eye. somebody farted in my eye. I'm good.
Gawny gave me pink eye.
I wonder who farted in my eyes. When?
It's the Jason Derulo sack is what it is.
Yeah. It all comes back around. It's a bad cycle.
It all leads to pink eye at the end of the day, unfortunately. But... well, look, mate, the only reason we asked you about it is because both Bree and I are heading down that road ourselves, so we were interested. But we know it's not exactly sexy to talk about being vegan, and, you know, as soon as someone does, you kind of go,
I think it's
okay.
Very sexy, actually.
Okay, all right.
And a lot of women think it's sexy, too, I'm finding. Yeah, maybe it's just... it's not an Australian phenomenon yet, but in America, definitely.
Maybe it's because
it's like the new sexy.
Maybe it's because you're Derulo as well. I mean, you could talk about farting and pink eye.
I think your rig, the Derulo rig, helps that.
I think ladies are like, Derulo said pink eye.
Oh, they lying to me. They lying to me.
Mate, we love chatting to you. Every time we get a chance to, we jump at it. So we appreciate you giving up the time and coming on our show, because we're all about the Derulo man. So thanks for chatting with us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks, guys.
I'll be in touch about the Derulo goon sacks.
Yes. Please do. That's our new billion-dollar plan.
Lock it in. We need the cash.
We're
thanks,
on the
mate.
Way.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks, guys.
Get up with Bree and Jonesy.
101.3 CFM.
Once upon a time, at a radio station far, far away, there was a radio game that changed the radio landscape forever. This... was not that game. It's Brian Gordy's movie bio guessing game.
The myth, the master, lives on in this radio studio. Her name is Brianna Tomasell. No one knows movie bios like my friend Bree.
I'm taking down the people. I'm taking down celebrities. Bring it on this morning. I'm ready.
People are lining up to take you on at this game because they, you know, if you can knock off the master, that is true greatness.
Mm-hmm.
In the radio world. Mel's in Narara. Morning, Mel.
Morning.
Morning.
You think you can knock the master off?
Yeah, I reckon I could.
Have you played?
Yeah, has Mel played before?
No.
First timer, okay.
Do you feel lucky, Mel?
Very.
She feels good. All right, well, good luck. Movie bio coming your way. First one to buzz in with their name and guess as it wins. If you have a crack and get it wrong, the other person gets a free guess. Here comes the movie. The year is 2005. There's two high school students. One on the honour roll is a geek. The other is cool, athletic, and an underachiever. By 2012, they're cops. Paired together.
Free.
Mel.
21 Jump Street.
Channing Tatum movie. That is correct.
Get in there, Mel.
21 Jump Street. Did
if
you
I know
that?
My Channing movies.
I did know that.
You knew that one, did you? Just didn't buzz in time.
I love how the start of that could have been so many different movies. So I was like, I need something else.
And I mean, you're friends with Channing, so you should know all these movies, of
He'd
course.
He'd be proud of me on that one.
Let's go to Dan in Long Jetty. Morning, Dan.
Morning, Dan.
Morning, guys.
All right, if Bree gets this, she wins the day. If you can stop her, the people are still in the game. Good luck.
All right.
Set in Baltimore, there's a troublemaker and a dancer who lives with his foster parents in a lower-class neighbourhood. His best friends are Mac and his little brother Skinny.
Oh, I know the movie. I can't remember the name.
And they used to hang around together, going to parties and stealing cars.
Oh.
After being expelled from a party, the trio breaks into a high school, a school of arts, and commits vandalism, destroying the stage.
Oh, my God, I know the movie. What
Tyler is arrested and
Bree,
sentenced
Step Up.
To 200 hours of community service. The movie is Step Up from 2006, starring...
Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum.
I had a feeling yesterday that you would do a Channing Tatum version of this game.
Tamika, how well do you know your Channing Tatum movies?
Very well.
Very well. Let me give you this one just to see how you go against Bree. You ready?
Oh, goodness. Okay.
Good luck. Quick movie. You both know it's a Channing Tatum movie. Leo and Paige are a couple who just got married after an accident.
The Notebook?
The Notebook is incorrect.
Oh, that's
Ryan Gosling. Yeah.
Mm.
Would you like to have a free crack?
Dear John.
Incorrect.
Yeah, I watched it yesterday. I knew it wasn't that one.
Paige is left unconscious, and when she awakes, she doesn't remember
I know
Leo.
This movie.
Her parents, whom she has seen since Leo got together. Yes?
Oh, I just can't remember the name.
Oh, what's it called?
Channing would be so disappointed in this, Bree, that you don't know his movie from 2012.
Is it The Vow?
It's The Vow, guys. It is The Vow.
Love that movie.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Would you like to ask Bree anything about Channing Tatum while you're here, Tamika? I mean, you've got a chance.
Oh, she's
got to
go. Bye, Tamika.
Tamika, you got time, mate? Anything?
You could tell him to follow me. That'd be great.
That's what a lot of people have asked me.
That's what all the ladies want. Movie bio guessing game, back to a regular edition next week. But Bree wins the Channing Tatum edition here at Sea.
Thanks, mate.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
101.3 CFM.
We've spoken a bit about in the last couple of weeks how you and I are back on the F45 train. You go to Gosford, Jack Colreevy.
Gossy.
What a legend.
Rashi Wera.
I go to the one at Erina. Great bunch down there. Shout out to Ash and Charles and the crew. And I made a bit of a video a couple of days ago about first timers going to F45.
You could have got me in this video, I thought, watching it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You would have been in it.
Yeah, 45. I'm going. I would have done it with you.
I could have got you in it.
Something I could have done. Mate, I'm hungry for social media fame too. It's not just you.
Well, I was thinking about doing a follow-up one about normal people at F45, okay. So I'll get you in that one.
Sure.
But it's only had 300,000 views.
All right, mate.
It's going pretty well.
I uploaded a video that got 11 overnight, so just calm down, all right?
I just thought I'd share some audio from the F45 video, new timers at F45.
So how long does the class go for?
45 minutes.
What about 30 minutes?
No.
20?
No.
45,
yeah.
Okay. Just so you know, I'm only at the class so I can have pizza for dinner tonight.
Okay.
What's today's class mainly going to be?
Cardio.
No. What was the first thing?
A burpee.
I knew. Burpee.
A burpee into a squat jump.
What was the first thing?
Burpee.
That's what I thought you said. Oh, 5 seconds to go. I just have a bit of a break.
Don't stop early, Bree. All right, halfway, guys.
Are you serious? Halfway, my asshole.
Back up through your heels.
And what's the alternative to that?
It's not.
Aggressive.
That's literally me in every F45 class. The trainers there are scared of me. Because I'm always like, don't look at me.
Don't look at me.
Don't look at me.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
101.3 CFM.
Macklemore, Skylar Grey with Glorious here at CFM at 6:22 with Bree and Gaundy. Hate to be one of those radio guys that says glorious day on the cards today, guys. So I won't be.
You just were.
No, I'm not. I said I don't want to be one of those guys. so I'm not going to be. But it is 27 and sunny, so you do the math.
Boy, clingy cling cling over there.
Mate, do you want to cling cling a bit louder or slurp on your water bottle?
I turned my mic off so that you wouldn't hear it. But if you really want, I'll go sit out in the newsroom and eat my breakfast.
Can you go sit there? Actually, in that corner over there. Just go sit in that
Anthony
corner.
Anthony Golic.
Next to Anthony Golic.
Yes, in the corner.
Oh, what's his name? Colic.
Anthony Golic.
Oh, from the Mariners.
I said it right.
Producer H, can you go eat whatever you're eating over there?
That cling, 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 cling.
Quietly moved.
Why are we picking on Rach this morning?
I like just how poor worked
Rach.
Up
That's
she gets.
No more Rach.
That's a lie.
True.
Yeah. Hey, just quickly, remember, because we've been doing this show a while now, not on the coast, but we did a couple of years before we came here. We're doing a weekend breakfast show at another network. But remember when I found my first ever grey
That's
hair?
Right.
Remember
mm-hmm.
that? And I pulled it out and it was.
You brought it into the studio and I was like, how have you kept this?
It was a solid grey hair. It was the first one
it was
I ever
coarse
found.
Coarse and disgusting.
Yeah. Mm. I've got a few more.
Sort I've got of, some.
Have you?
Yep.
Really?
I had a little tuft.
Oh, the grey hair's coming.
Well, how old were you when you got one?
Well, I'm 31 now, so I would have been 20
years ago.
Yeah, 28.
Yeah, so
your age.
Yeah.
The grays are coming, mate. My dad went fully grey at 27.
Yeah, but your dad rocks it.
Yeah, I know, and I hope I do the same thing.
Maybe it would have looked weird at 27, though, but now he looks awesome with grey hair.
My uncle went bald at 27, so there are your two options right there.
My uncle went bald at 27, too.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm worried I might go down that. I'm starting to get the receding hairline, Bree. Can you be honest with me?
As the recedo?
I'm getting a touch of the recede, and anyone that's gone through the recedo will know. You're not seeing it?
I've never thought that about you.
Just on this one side here, it's pushing back and up, and I'm even getting that, like, dot thing.
What's the dot thing?
Oh, you know when you see people and they get it starts to go back like that and there's
liver
a couple
spots.
Of little... a little sun, like little spots
little
just on
sun
the...
sun spots.
Yeah, look at it. Look at that just there.
Well, that's a pimple.
No, where?
Just in here.
You've got some red spots.
That's what I'm saying. It's
that's sun damage.
Is it?
I think it's a pimple.
No, it's nice.
I've never thought that about you. You
never
looked at you and thought, oh, he's receding.
Never thought receding.
No, not yet.
Because I'm holding on.
Nah, you're
I'm good.
You're okay.
Okay.
You're good to go.
Because when you look at that guy, Jared from The Bachelorette, the wine guy, he's got like the real kind of, you know, when you can see each follicle and it's kind of that real thin vibe. It's a bit sort of, that's when you know. That's what, if that was me.
I feel so bad for guys like that. It's horrible.
If that was me, you've just got to go all out and shave the head.
Do it early.
Statham style.
Yeah.
You know, just rock the bald, go hard on the bald. Because we've talked about it on this show. Bald guys, sexy,
I
right?
I think bald guys are hot.
Yeah.
But you need to do it before you go full recedo or else people will just go, he shaved it because he was receding.
Recedo.
Do it beforehand and then people will just think, oh, he's went bald.
My problem is that I've got a pea head. So when I've shaved my head once and once you get rid of all the hair, my head is the size of a pea. Like there's not
gotcha.
Much...
It's to fit all those brains in.
Oh, there's not much at the back
no,
here.
You've
look.
Got a square head.
It's a flat
look
kind
like,
of...
It looks like my nonna or someone has like tapped you on the back of the head a heap of times and it's just gone flat.
It's legit flat. There's
it
no,
is. Look
no
how
back.
Flat it is.
There's no. It just goes from there all the way to the top. No angle.
Yeah, you're not going to... I don't know if you'll be able to... Let's do a test. Let's shave your head now.
Mate.
To see if it's going to be good in the future.
You gave,
do you want to do that, Producer H?
Yep.
You gave our poor production guy a bowl cut yesterday, which you can see the video for at our Facebook page. And he's been living, I've been watching him on social media since. He's been living in regret.
After I can
you talked
do
him
it
into
for
that.
Free at Bree's Ratchet Salon. I won't charge you. Let's do it now so to see if you can live with a bald head in the future.
If I'm going bald, you're going bald with me. So if you agree, I will 100% agree right this second. You'd be like Sigourney Weaver in Aliens. Remember when Sigourney Weaver did it?
I'm not going 2006 Britney Spears, all right?
Yeah, come
no,
on.
Mate,
get
it's
on.
Not happening.
Get on board.
Get up with Bree and Gaunsey.
101.3 CFM.
Hey, did you see at the at Sydney Central train station they did an anti-terror exercise? So they had 160 personnel. So they rounded up people from the New South Wales Police Force, Transport for New South Wales, Fire and Rescue New South Wales, and Ambulance New South Wales. And from what it looks like, they've shut down an entire platform. They've had a train on there. They've had some volunteers. Mm-hmm. And then they've had... they've acted out a terror plot, I guess, to see how they would handle this situation. It's pretty confronting, even just looking at the footage of them going through this. You know, it's a confronting scene.
It is, and it's interesting. I mean, in this day and age, it's something that we need to prepare for.
Yeah, 100%.
And I don't go to Central Station that much, but I was there a couple of weeks ago because I caught the train home from the airport. And it was really confronting to me. I was with one of our mates, producer Tom, who used to work on this show.
Oh, yeah.
And I said to him, I was like, what's with the bins being see-through? And he said, it's so that you can see if someone's put a bomb in there.
Really?
And that to me just made me, it just made me feel really vulnerable. And I was like, that's just so scary.
Well, it is these kind of places, you know, Central Station and the airport. And what have you got on it, Producer H?
Just on that, there was a while ago, I don't know if you guys remember, but people were bombing the train stations and they were putting explosive inside
what?
The bins.
Yeah.
So then what happened was they took bins completely from the stations, and it's only been in the last maybe 5 years that they've put bins back on the platform.
Really?
But that's why they've done it in the clear. Because, yeah, people were actually putting explosives inside
the
bins.
Have you seen it? They're fully see-through bins.
Yeah, I have
and then
seen
the
it.
Bags are also see-through.
I have seen it. I hadn't thought about what it was for,
that's
to be honest.
That's why.
And look, I'm not talking about this to put fear into people at all. I actually think them going to these measures is a good thing, is
yeah.
it not?
Yeah, of course.
They spoke to the assistant commissioner and he said these types of exercises not only give police and partner agencies the critical training required, but it's also these type of situations that also enhance the tactical skills in order to protect the community. So I wonder if they're going to pass on the information to us or do they keep it secret? Like what we should do, you know, yeah. as people, if that was to ever happen. I wonder if off the back of these tests, they can let us know, because there's a bunch of volunteers acting out the scene in our position, do you know what I mean? As if we were going to be a part of that.
Yeah.
So I wonder if they pass that stuff on to us.
There's probably, you know, they probably will release certain things, but then obviously there's certain stuff that they probably won't talk about.
100%.
Because that keeps, you know, people safer so that,
yes.
you know, people who would be doing these kind of things don't have that information.
Yeah, don't get the inside knowledge and
yeah.
then work out what, you know, they could possibly do. I mean, yeah.
All I know is these days, with technology, you're not getting away with it.
Nah.
They'll get you. And, you know, the sad part is that, you know, doesn't really stop some people.
No.
Because they don't care about that, but it's comforting to know that we're going to these lengths now for people's safety. And obviously they're thinking, it's forward thinking. You need to think ahead.
Well, I think of Central Station and I think when you buzz on with your Opal card to get into there, I can't mm-hmm. think of a time I've ever walked through a metal detector or anything like that. I mean, what are they going to spend money and put, you know, pay for that. Forget this plebiscite on marriage equality. Just get that done. Like, make that decision.
Just pass it. Save spend the money on something that's actually going to help
this
people.
This is what I'm saying, yeah. Save the millions that we've wasted on that. Just pass that because it's mm-hmm. going to happen anyway. And spend some money on maybe just some metal detectors as you walk on through when you
yeah.
buzz your Opal card.
It's not a bad idea.
We need a working government. Bunch of idiots running the show.
It'd be a very different story.
Yeah, sure.
Get up with Bree and Gaunsey.
101.3 CFM.
You right, Diane, over there, Producer H?
Oh, all good.
Geez, you're clanking away, you're coughing away. You're right,
I can't
mate?
Help when I cough. I tried to do it away from the microphone. I'm sorry.
Like the orchestra this morning.
Hey, we've just uploaded a video to our Bree and Gaunsey Instagram page.
And Facebook.
And Facebook. The barbecue sauce at the Mariners games is, you know, giving it the bird.
He's a regular OG.
And we've added the music that
the
goes with
life.
That. It, I love it.
It's brilliant.
I love it. Go check it out.
I don't know if I should be talking about this morning, actually.
Why?
But it's something that I found out yesterday that kind of upset me quite a lot. And it's a weird one, but so for anyone who doesn't know, I do some online video stuff and we also do this show here and we do the weekend show, which goes around the country. So what comes with that is obviously, you know, some people know who I am and you get recognised in certain places. And I actually had a girl message me to my Facebook page yesterday and she said, I know that this is probably going to bother you, but I thought I would let you know that you're on this website.
Well, this doesn't sound good.
And anyway, she sent some screenshots of a website, and I actually can't say the name of the website, but it's not a very nice name of a website.
Is it? Are we talking adult material kind of vibes?
Well, it's a website. From what I've gathered, it's a website where people go on there and they ask for adult material of certain people. And
God.
A profile of me is on there at the moment, and it says my full name. And it says, does anyone have anything on this Facebook famous / radio presenter hottie? I don't really care if it's just bikini pictures or anything. Post them all below.
Weird. And did they have a profile, this person? Can you say who that is?
No. So everyone that's on here is anonymous.
Right.
And anyway, obviously there's no pictures because
there's none out there.
Trust me, they'd be disappointed if they saw my rig anyway.
There's me in a bikini if you Google it.
Yeah, so I should post that below. Yeah. But I just felt really, I don't know, objectified.
Yeah.
It just creeped out, to be honest. And I thought, do people not have anything better to do?
Yeah, it is full-blown weird. What, who sent it to you?
A girl who follows my Facebook page.
And how did she come across it?
She said
on the page.
A friend of hers
sent it through.
Sent it to her because she knew that
right.
Her friend's a guy and he knew that she follows my page.
I feel sick in my stomach for you.
Yeah.
Like, because, you know, we're mates and I just hate to see that stuff. But, well, I mean, what can be done is my question.
That's the question I'd like to know too. And obviously, there's pictures of me on there though. There's not pictures of me, obviously, that these people want, but there's pictures of my face that people are using to be like, does anyone have these kind of photos of this girl?
Mm.
I just think, you know, what world are we living in? Like, go get a girlfriend, honestly. Like, if that's what you're doing on the internet, if you're a part of this website, which is, to be honest, you don't even want to go on there because it's all kind of, even like people like, Erin Molan's on there and all kinds of girls like that from Australia. It's an Australian website.
Well, yeah, I mean, and when you hear these kind of things and you hear about, so like, let's go for example, Jennifer Lawrence.
Yes.
When the nude photos leaked and people go, oh, who cares? She's famous, whatever. No, I bet you if you asked her, she cares.
It doesn't matter if you're famous or not.
Yeah.
She doesn't deserve to have her pictures.
Well, exactly. You
put
know,
out to everyone to
picture,
see.
Picture that's you. And I guess all I can really say, because I don't know how to bring this down or get rid of it, but I mean, if you're someone who gets involved in these activities, all I would say is think of your daughter, your mum, your sister, and it happening to those people, and then have a think about it in that light, because it's just disgusting behaviour.
It's horrible. But yeah, I don't know. I thought I'd share that this morning just to shed some light on this stuff that's happening in the world today.
Well, look, if you know of any way of getting rid of it or you can report it or what to do, 13, 12, 16, we would love to hear from you. But maybe we can get in touch with that web guy that we've had on the show, the guy that deals with the hacking and the... You can
we'll
clear
take
things.
Him down with that guy.
You can clear things off the internet, right?
You sure can. We might get in touch with him.
And just a pre-warning?
Yes.
Don't go taking any nudes or bikini shots.
Oh, trust me.
Because that's where it gets a bit...
I don't even want to see him, so there ain't none.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
101.3 CFM.
Marriage equality. It's getting to the pointy end, Bree.
The postal plebiscite rolls on, and we were just speaking about when is the last chance to get a replacement ballot if you might have lost yours or you think it got stolen, which has been happening. It's tomorrow, actually. You need to request that, and you can call the ABS on 1-800-572-113.
I've got mine ticked, yes. I've got to be honest, guys, I'm terrible with mail. So it's sitting on my desk.
You
and
haven't done it yet.
It's ticked, yes, still, mate. I'll post it today.
I'd actually Google where a postbox.
Yeah,
was.
Well, that's the problem as well. Look, we've got Labor
candidate. What does it look like?
Labor candidate for Robertson, Ann Charlton, with us, and Xander, who's an ambassador, president, and CEO of the Yes campaign.
with morning, us. Guys.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Thanks for coming on board with us this morning. So, this weekend.
Absolutely, yes. Bondi. Look, by the way, they're the red boxes on the side of the street. Just yeah. walk straight in, put your letter.
Say post on them.
Oh, yes. Just,
and people come and pick that stuff up and
take
deliver
it somewhere else.
Amazing. Amazing.
I'm not great with mail, guys. I mean, that's all I'm saying. But 100%, I'm on it today, I promise. I'm getting it in there today.
Good on you. Take a selfie and put it up on Will Facebook.
Will do. Done.
Sunday, we're having a great party down on the waterfront. The last campaign, the last event we had was just so much fun. So many young families there, so many great people from our community, lots of opportunity to dance and sing. We're going to do a big repeat on Sunday at 3 p.m. Great speakers. We've got Father Rod Bauer. We've got wonderful Xander Cross. And we've got a whole lot of dancing and loving going on because our community wants to come out and say yes to marriage equality. It's all about just everybody is equal in our community. We love, we care about everybody equally. And so, yep, come along and be part of the party.
It's just a bunch of fun, which is great. And Xander, when you get up and talk to the people, what are you up there talking about?
I'll be talking about what the importance of marriage equality means to me. Mm-hmm. And for me, marriage equality is just being recognised as an equal citizen of this country and just, you know, I think it's important to for me to have a voice there for young people to feel supported and feel like that they, you know, can come out or can express their feelings to their community and say, you know what, we want this equal right. We want to be recognised. So,
Xander, obviously growing up and feeling different, you know, what would that mean to you? Say you could talk to your 13-year-old mm-hmm. self and this was happening right now. How important is it to send that message to those young kids that they are accepted and they're, you know, a part of our community?
Yeah, it's extremely important. When I was growing up, obviously it took a long time for me to figure out who I was and where I fit in into the world. But I didn't see any representation there for me mm-hmm. when I was young. There wasn't anyone there that had a voice, you know, whether it be in Parliament or locally. It just wasn't there, but there is now. I think it is incredibly important for us to get that message across to young people saying, you know what, we're here for you. Don't be afraid.
You're not alone.
No, there's a lot of love and there's a lot of support here, you know, that's there for people. So
that's super powerful and super important to get that message across.
There was talk in the last couple of days, they released the numbers, right? It's pretty heavily favoured in the yes vote. That must
be great.
That gives a bit of confidence, right? It's good to see.
Absolutely,
And we're just speaking off air because obviously this has been going on for a number of weeks now, and obviously being in the media, you and I, Gaundy, we have to be across a lot of these things, and I read a lot of stuff online and I read a lot of Facebook comments, and I was very overwhelmed, I would say, probably 3 or 4 weeks ago with how much hate was out there. Mm. And I'm not saying, you know, you're not allowed to have your opinion, but it was very overwhelming to me to read a lot of that hate hysteria that has been created from this. And I was saying to you guys, Anne and Xander, that I think a big turning point in the Yes campaign was when Macklemore got up at the NRL Grand Final. And there was a lot of talk about it beforehand, but afterwards people kind of realised it's just a song about love.
Yep.
And people kind of accepted it and it created this kind of, you know, sense of loving and caring for the community, which
absolutely,
I thought was amazing to see.
Yeah.
And so for this campaign, that's all this is about. It's only about love. There's been a lot of attempts to try and, you know, make it about education, to make it about gender, all different things in our lives that it has nothing to do with. It simply is about love. It's about an opportunity for two people who love each other to be together, nothing more and nothing less. And so that's why I think it's really important that we get behind it. As Xander was saying, nobody in my life told me who I could marry, but mm-hmm. in Xander's life, people are saying you are either allowed or not to allowed to marry, and that's just not fair.
Yep. I wasn't born with that right, whereas the majority of this country was, and that's a big thing to grow up when you're trying to figure out where you fit in the world, but in the back of your mind, you're like, you know what, I don't have these rights. I'm not going to be able to do these things. So, you know, why would young people want to come out? Why would young people want to express and say that this is who I am? Because, you know, the things there that they want in life aren't there for them. So,
and people are saying you don't deserve to have those same rights. Yeah. And it's hard. There's enough hate in the world. We see it every day on the news, stuff happening overseas. There's enough hate, but we can control this. We can change this right now. Absolutely. And that's the important message.
It's one of those things we'll look back on and see how ridiculous this whole thing was, you know, in years to come. Yeah. So we look forward to getting it done.
That's such a good point, Gondi.
And it's just going to be one big love fest on the weekend, guys. So get yourself there.
Get down to Gosford Waterfront Sunday, 3 p.m. Get behind the campaign. Get behind the rally.
And please remember, if you haven't got your ballot paper, call or go online.
Where can they find that website you just said?
It's marriagesurvey.abs.gov.au. But if you go into your search engine and search for it, it'll come straight up. It takes 30 seconds. You click a couple of buttons there's another replacement form on its way to you. Please vote yes. We'd love to have you on board with this campaign. We'll see you on Sunday at 3 p.m.
Thanks for coming in, guys.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
101.3 CFM.
Young, Dumb and Broke. Khaled here at CFM at 8:55 with Bree and Gaunzy. Also known as our producer Rachel's theme song.
Of her life.
Of her life.
Legit is right now.
A lot of people listening would.
Come on, you're relate. Not that young. How old are you?
Old.
She's old, dumb and broke.
Much worse.
So, you know, wait till you get to that level.
It didn't sound as catchy. Old, dumb and broke. Old, dumb and broke.
We can all relate to that one. We can all relate. We're done for the day. Rach is going to stick around and earn her dollars that she pumps in. What do you spend your money on, producer Rach?
Broke. Yeah. What's the most amount of money you spend stuff on?
I spent $1,200 on my rego yesterday.
I'm doing that my rego today.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I've got a confession.
You
got
to do how many slips do you want to get before you got to get your rego?
I had to get pink slip, green slip, green and slip. Then my rego, yeah.
Hence why my car's still registered in Queensland.
Admitted. You just
admitted
it.
Guys, my car is in my mum's name, who still lives in Queensland, and that's how I get around it.
Black Mitsubishi Lancer for any cops.
With Queensland number plates. Oh, come on.
Listening right now.
Can you not?
There's probably some nunchucks in the boot as well. Oh, no, sorry. They're at work.
They're on the desk. They got confiscated.
Oh, have a great one, guys.
Yeah, we'll see you tomorrow, maybe.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
101.3 CFM.